You don't add a fifth. Unlike Masa Shani, where you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. It says, Bashama, you don't add the fifth if you're redeeming the fourth year produce. The Ein Lo Bir, and also there's no removal. Now, removal, when it came to tithes, in the fourth and the seventh year, if you had any produce or money or anything in your house which was tithes, either for the Kohen or the Levi, either Masa or Truma, it had to be, you had to remove it from your house. And the way you would remove it is either you would give it to the Kohen or the Levi, and Masa Shani had to be destroyed. So it had to be destroyed. But Baishama says there's no beer that applies to the fourth year produce. There's no beer. Basilal Aimrim, they disagree. Yeshlo, they say there is. If you redeem it, you do have to add a fifth. And the law of beer does apply to fourth year produce. So in the third and in the fourth and the seventh year, you would have to get rid of all fourth year produce in your possession. Baishama Aimrim, Yeshlo Peret, Vyeshlo Oilulot. Baishama say there is the Peret and the Oilulot from the vineyard. And those were gifts to the poor. So the peret was if the grapes fell off while they were harvesting, that went to the poor. And the oilot was certain underformed grapes had to also go to the poor. So Bashama say if it's a fourth year vineyard, thus these gifts go to the poor. Vanim poid in the atzmo, and then the poor must redeem it for themselves. They must either take it up to Jerusalem and eat it, or they must transfer its sanctity onto money themselves. Hillel Omrim, they still disagree. They say kula legas. Everything goes to the wine press, meaning that there's no fourth year gifts. In a fourth year vineyard, there's no gifts to the poor, because everything, so to speak, belongs to Hashem in a way. And so there's no gifts from that, and the poor have no share in a fourth year vineyard.